seen my vase. I can't find it anywhere.
Miss Cross, don't do that.
Oh, do you have a headache? Is it my fault? Did I force you to run amok in some sleazy beer garden?
Here, Benson, drink this. You'll feel better.
Good morning. Certainly another beautiful day.
So how about some coffee, Benson?
I tried some. It didn't work.
A little cranky this morning, are we?
He was out last night with an old army buddy. He didn't get in till after midnight.
After three, I saw him chasing my dogs across the lawn, yelling, "Death before dishonor."
Yeah, well, Eddie and I went through a lot together. Korea, bottle of sake.
I served in Korea, naval intelligence.
Well, we won anyway.
I think it's great that you and Eddie have stayed in touch ever since Korea.
Well, we were pretty close.
Close? From what I hear, he saved your life.
We all make mistakes.
Governor, we have a pretty full agenda today.
Right. Say, Taylor, were you ever in the military?
Taylor? Please.
As a matter of fact, I was in the service.
Oh, sorry.
I was in special services. I led the dance band at Fort Dix.
Marcy, were you with Eddie and me last night?
Well, of course I wasn't. Don't you think you'd remember if I was there?
Well, I don't remember much after Eddie and I captured the Japanese waiter.
I met him yesterday when he was waiting for you to get off work. I like him.
So do I.
I'm going out to dinner with him tonight.
You are? Mm-hmm. That's terrific. I've been trying to get Eddie to ask you out ever since he came to town last Wednesday.
Took that long, huh?
Oh, come on. You two will have a great time together. You have a lot in common.
What?
Me. So where are you going?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll have him pick you up at 7. Wear your green dress. It's great for your eyes. You'll have drinks at Pierre's. I'll make reservations for dinner at the Colonial Inn.
While you're at it, why don't you just tell the maitre d' what we'd like to order?
Well, I don't want to be pushy. Just let me know how it goes, okay?
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to call you from the restaurant, or can I wait till morning?
Get out of here.
Hi, Benson.
Hi, Katie.
You forgot.
No, I wouldn't forget. Happy birthday, sugar.
Benson, it's not my birthday. We promised you'd start jogging with me today.
I did? Oh, well, I don't think I can do it today.
Why not?
Well, I woke up all achy. My head hurts, my stomach's upset. I think I'm coming down with something.
Sounds like a hangover to me.
And Benson sent him flying down that bowling alley, head first. The perfect strike, all 10 pins, and the pin boy.
What's so funny? You guys been looking at my paycheck?
Oh, it's a wonderful story.
And it's true.
Marcy's just finishing up. I see you've introduced yourself.
Are you feeling better, Benson?
Yeah, I think so. I can blink both eyes at the same time.
Excuse me, Governor, but the Lieutenant Governor's on the phone.
I guess the ninth race is over. Well, I'll take it. Eddie, it's been a real pleasure meeting you, and thanks so much for the advice on my insurance coverage.
Not at all. No sense having more than you need.
Hi.
Hi.
It shouldn't be much longer.
Oh, take your time. I don't mind waiting when it's for you.
I told you to ask her out, not drool on her. Control yourself. This is the governor's mansion.
Last night you told me this was your place.
Last night I thought it was. Why don't you tell me you asked Marcy out?
I told you last night.
No, you didn't.
Sure I did. Don't you remember anything about last night?
Yeah, I picked up the check. Well, anyway, I admire your taste. Marcy is a really good lady. You know, you wouldn't have gotten anywhere, though, if I hadn't put in a good word for you.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
One thing, though. She's just getting over a terrible relationship, so naturally she's going to be a little cautious.
Benson, we're only having dinner.
Well, last night we were only going out for a drink.
Which reminds me, have you seen my shoes?
Brown wingtips?
Yeah.
I think I'm wearing them.
Katie, did you...
brush my teeth? Yes.
Did you put a razor toothpaste? Did you wash out the tub and hang up the towels? Katie, how did you leave that bathroom?
With a strong sense of guilt. I'll clean you in the morning, okay?
Yeah, we'll see that you do.
the way out to dinner, Marcy introduced me to Eddie. I think he's a fox.
He's a what?
That means he's cute.
Ah, and what do you call boys your own age who are cute?
There aren't any. Miss Cass, when you were young, were all the boys little flakes?
Yeah, and most of them grew up to be big flakes. Why?
Well, there's this boy in my class, Billy Carpens. He told all the kids he likes me. But he sure has a funny way of showing it.
What do you mean?
He keeps pulling my hair.
Well, at this age, it can be a primitive sign of affection.
Yesterday, he punched me.
Yeah, I've known a few like that, too. Did you punch him back?
He only punched me back.
If you do it right, he won't get up again.
I guess I can't help being a geek. But Judy Matthews used to like him. That's what I can't understand.
Well, do not be too hard on Judy. Sometimes we see people the way we want to see them, and not the way they really are.
Miss Krause, did you ever meet a man you liked?
Yeah. But I couldn't take a punch.
Good night, Miss Krause.
Good night, Liebling.
Good morning.
Morning, Benson. How was your weekend?
Fine. How'd it go Friday night?
Oh, fine.
Why? What went wrong?
Benson, I said fine.
Well, you don't sound too happy about it.
I'm very happy about it. I just have a terrible hangover. On the inside, I'm jumping up and down. If I do that on the outside, my ears will fall off.
Poor thing. I fix you something.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me what happened.
Oh, you were right. Eddie and I had a wonderful time Friday night.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed each other so much, we sort of lost track of time.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the time I finally got around to looking at my watch, it was 5:30 this morning.
Look at
it. American GIs, they are all alike. One of them broke my poor Aunt Helga's heart. Drink this, it will help.
You need a fork for that. So you and Eddie got along all right, eh?
He's a wonderful guy, Benson.
See, what did I tell you? I knew it'd work out.
Did he say anything about nylons or chocolates? That's okay. Aunt Helga never got those things either.
Suppose I do feel better. Whatever this is, it works.
Yeah, I know.
I sure could have used some of that the other day.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta get back to work.
Wait a minute. That's it?
Uh-huh. Except that he mentioned something about giving up the road.
Eddie said that?
Those GIs will say anything.
There's an opening here in town at the home office. He's gonna check it out.
That's great.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too.
How about that? Eddie talking about giving up the road. Well, all these years I've been trying to get him to find the right person and settle down, and now maybe he and...
Benson?
Huh?
Aunt Helga's GI told her he wanted to settle down, too. He never came back.
Well, if your Aunt Helga is anything like you, I can see why.
Who is it?
Hamilton Jordan. You want to come to a party?
You son of a gun.
How you doing, Benson?
What's the matter? You couldn't call me? Marcy told me the good news.
About what?
About what? Mr. Casual, about that job in the home office.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure that's going to work out.
What happened? They turn you down?
No, I didn't put in for it.
Why? You having second thoughts about Marcy?
No, it's not that. In fact, I think I might be falling in love with her.
Well, if that's true, why not give it a chance?
I can't.
Come on, Eddie. It's no crime to settle down. If you're in love with Marcy, what's the problem?
My wife.
You're married, Eddie?
Hard to believe, right? Still not used to the idea myself.
I noticed.
Look, I was going to tell you, Benson, but before I got the chance, I met Marcy. And I liked what I saw. And the more I saw of her, the tougher it got to tell her.
What kind of excuse is that?
Oh, come on, give me a break, huh?
I'm gonna, starting with your neck.
Hey, look, I feel bad. What do you want me to do, jump out the window?
Let me give you a hand.
Well, it's a long way down, 43 floors.
44, if you count the mezzanine.
I think I did this on purpose. The last thing in the world I'd want to do is hurt Marcy.
Or your wife.
Right.
Or me.
Yeah.
Look, I can understand how these things happen sometimes, but what I don't understand is how you could throw away 20-some years of our friendship in the process. Marcy's a friend of mine. How could you do this?
It wasn't my idea we fall in love.
Unfortunately, it was mine.
Hey, come on, don't leave. Now, we gotta talk this out. Damn it, Benson, you're important to me. You gotta forgive me.
It's not up to me to forgive you. It's up to Marcy. When are you gonna tell her?
Thought it might be easier for her if it came from you.
Uh-uh. No way. You gotta tell her. And the sooner the better. You gonna see her before you leave?
Tonight.
That's as good a time as any.
Benson. Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Yeah. Just now at the window.
Morning, Benson.
Oh, hi, Marcy.
I'm late.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Just 5 minutes.
15. Want to talk about it?
Okay. I had 2 cups of coffee this morning instead of 1.
Right. You seem to be handling it well.
With Eddie?
He told you, huh?
Yeah. It's a problem.
I can imagine.
But I'm sure we can work it out. I'm a liberated woman. We'll make some kind of arrangement.
Isn't that going to be difficult?
Well, it's going to take a little understanding, what with the demands on his time.
Yeah, that sort of thing can be demanding.
But I don't want him to feel guilty when he can't see me.
Well, he'll be a little too busy to feel guilty.
I'll tell you, though, I was a wreck all through dinner. I knew there was something. I just kept waiting for the bomb to drop. And then he hit me with it. He told me he wasn't going to apply for the job at the home office because he didn't want to give up the road. So we thought it was best to break off our relationship because he didn't think I could handle it. When I said it didn't matter, well, things picked up a little bit. A little dancing, a little champagne. Hey, why are you still worrying?
I don't know, just a hobby of mine.
You're a good friend. And you brought me and Eddie together. I'll never forget that.
We no longer knock.
Happy now? Well, Governor, I hate to bust in this way, but we've got to talk.
Oh, I know you wouldn't interrupt unless it was important. What's it about?
Would you consider giving Marcy the rest of the day off?
Why? Something wrong?
Not yet, but I don't think she's going to be of much help.
Well, she hasn't been all that much help ever since she met your friend Eddie.
Isn't it wonderful, Benson? She's in love. I can tell from her typing.
I was quite impressed with Eddie. He was very helpful with life insurance, annuities, retirement plans, pension funds, all in one package.
You went for the whole kit and caboodle, didn't you?
I got the special discount for veterans.
Did you get anything from him?
Just a pen with his name on it.
Probably leak in your pocket. I just found out last night Eddie's married.
Oh, no. You mean he lied to Marcy?
Just a little something he forgot to mention.
Poor Marcy. I wonder what's in my policy that he forgot to mention.
Marcy doesn't know anything about this?
Not yet. He left town without telling her. I'm going to break it to her now.
Do you need any help, Benson?
No, sir. I feel it's my responsibility. If it hadn't been for me, none of this would have happened.
Well, it isn't going to be easy, Benson. I remember when a boatswain's mate on my ship got a Dear John letter. Well, actually, it was called Dear Horace, because...
Dear Horace?
Yeah, his name was Horace. See, we just call him Dear John letters for convenience.
Sir, I think Marcy ought to know about this right away.
Well, I'll just skip the middle and get right to the end, because I think this might be of assistance to you in your talk with Marcy. Okay, so, when we got our first letter... Horace opened up his ditty bag, and it was filled with oranges.
Well, I don't know if this is going to help Marcy, but it's certainly been an inspiration to me.
Oh, Benson, I want to talk to you.
I have to talk to you, too.
I'm going to take a day off.
Good.
Well, maybe two.
Fine.
Go away for a nice long weekend.
Excellent idea.
Where should we go?
I can't get away.
No, silly. Me and Eddie.
Nowhere.
What about the beach? Now, the beach is romantic. Except I'd have no hairdo. And I'm allergic to the sun. Forget it. You could take one look at the hair and the hives and leave in a rocket.
Marcy, listen.
I got it. Mexico. There's this place in Mexico. Oh, I can't think of the name of it, but it's so romantic. It's all pink. You stay in little pink villas and pink rooms, drive pink jeeps, swim in pink pools, eat pink food. Even the help is pink, I think.
Marcy, forget about Mexico.
You're right. My friend Sybil went there once. Before she even got out of the bathroom, her boyfriend had married someone named Juanita.
Marcy, I don't think after hearing what I've...
Europe. No, that's crazy. We'd spend all of our time on a plane. And I'm so ugly on planes. Everything swells. My feet, my fingers, my eyes, my nose, everything. I disembark, I look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Marcy, listen to me.
This is terrible. I'm ugly at the beach, I'm ugly in the heat, I'm ugly in the air. Why don't I just forget it and send him my picture?
Good idea.
Oh, come on, Benson, where should we go?
Nowhere. He's married.
How about a cabin in the woods? We could... It takes a while for sound to reach me sometimes. Did you just say married?
Yes.
Who's married?
He's married. And he didn't have the guts to tell you.
He's not married.
He is married.
He told you he's married? He's making it up. It's happened to me before. He just doesn't like me, and that's his way out.
No, Marcy.
I'm telling you. Do you know one guy even told me he was gay just to get rid of me? Really? He even started dating guys.
Marcy.
One guy got married. One guy committed suicide so he wouldn't have to see me again.
Marcy, come on.
Okay, okay. He didn't commit suicide. He told everyone he committed suicide.
Marcy, Eddie is married.
No, Benson, he's not. He just doesn't like me is all. And why should he? I'm boring. I'm a very, very boring person. Do you know my psychiatrist falls asleep when I'm there?
He was crazy about you.
You know, it's better this way because I was spending my entire salary on underwear.
He loved you, Marcy.
No.
It's true. He loved you.
Shut up.
Marcy.
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that it was that close. I don't want to know.
Marcy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I never was so happy, Benson. I never was so happy in my whole life.
I know.
It's not fair.
It never is.
Listen to that jerk, creep, louse.
Marcy, if I could help.
No, thank you, Miss Krause. I just want a little salad.
A little salad? Why don't you just eat a produce truck?
Some people are upset they drink. Some people throw things. Some people eat.
Yeah. Ever since that GI left, that's what Aunt Helga has been doing. She now weighs almost 400 pounds. What a blimp.
Marcy, why don't you go home?
I would, but there's nothing in my refrigerator. Is there any more yogurt?
Why don't you just waddle over there and find out?
Hi. I take it you told her.
Well, somebody had to.
Excuse me, Benson, but could we have a few minutes?
You've already had a few days. You haven't been straight with her yet.
I wanted to tell you myself, but I was confused about a lot of things. I was clear to the next town when I realized what I want is you.
What about your wife?
I've been thinking about her. There really wasn't much there to begin with. Compared to you, Marcy.
She's nothing. If things work out between us, I'll dump her, I promise.
Well, what happens in the next town? Suppose you find somebody there who makes Marcy look like nothing. Just for the sake of argument.
Vincent, please, this is my life.
What do you say, Marcy? Come on, say something. Give me a clue, something.
Looks like a no to me.
I'll call you sometime, Benson.
On one condition.
What's that?
Grow up, Eddie. Marcy, I think you should know one thing.
What's that?
I ain't cleaning this.
Cabinets are locked, and this is the governor's schedule for the morning. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bright and early.
Marcy, you would still have potwurst? There's plenty. If you don't eat it, we just throw it away.
How can you pass up an invitation like that?
Very nice of you, Miss Krause. Thanks anyway.
Well, I just thought if you're going to be alone tonight, just stay and eat with me.
Good night, Marcy.
Marcy, I'm so glad I caught you before you left. See, I have to go to the Gems and Minerals exhibit at the arena tonight. And rather than go by myself, I thought maybe you'd like to come with me.
Oh, well, that's...
Benson will come too, won't you, Benson?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Good. You'll love it.
I'll bet.
Listen, I know you're all trying to make me feel better, and I really appreciate it. But I'm fine.
Sure.
We're just trying to cheer you up.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Nice try, Governor, but a gem and minerals exhibit?
All right, and listen, Benson, you better get dressed because we got to be at the arena in 20 minutes.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.